This is Italia, and I'm coming back to you guys to talk about taking action. I was talking to my husband Nelson last night just about how we kind of got started in real estate and reliving some of the decisions that we made. And it was so funny to me looking back, thinking about how stressed or how pressured we felt to make some of the decisions that we made. And now I would have given anything to be in that same situation and make a faster decision or take more action. I mean, hindsight's always 20/20, right? But at the same time, you can't really be afraid to take action. You can do as much studying, as much research, as much reading as you possibly want to, but nothing is going to happen without taking action. And I just felt so good about thinking about that stuff and reliving that stuff that I wanted to make sure that I poured out that same encouragement, because I've never really been someone to, you know, make risky decisions. But I feel like during times of, you know, uncertainty, when I did make a decision, to me, I felt like that was taking a risk. And everything has always worked out so well because I trusted my instincts, I trusted my gut, and I made a decision and I went with it. I'd much rather do something and know either way if I was satisfied or not doing that than to wonder what if. Like, I can't stand wondering what if. I'd rather just make a decision, do it, and live with it. And when I'm in that moment, you know, figure out which way to go from there. And I think that's really just the best thing. You know, it's life is a gamble and you can't always take the safe route. Well, I guess you could, but it'd be pretty boring and you wouldn't really get, you know, very far as your goals. So I just want to keep encouraging you guys to take action, to do something, do anything, reevaluate your goals, go after it. Do things that you may not normally do. Step outside your comfort zone. Nelson's always saying you have to be comfortable being uncomfortable. And I used to hate that, but it is so true. So if you can remember that, be comfortable being uncomfortable, then you can kind of train yourself to make more risky decisions, or not even risky decisions, but really just take more action. And I guarantee you, if you just take action, you will get somewhere and you will be satisfied. If you have the grace to, you know, fall and get back up again, you'll definitely be successful. You just got to keep in mind that you have to take action and you have to trust your instincts. So hopefully this is encouraging you guys, and I'm definitely going to bring Nelson on to talk with me about our experience in real estate and how we got started. That's one of the main things that people ask, is how we got started. And it's not some glamorous, exciting story. You know, we just took action. So I think that by sharing our story, though, people will see that it's not as stressful and crazy as some people may think it is, or others may paint it to be. And it will encourage other people to get involved in real estate investing. It's something that we absolutely love. We have a passion for. I can't wait for you guys to hear his level of passion and enthusiasm for not only real estate, but just life in general. I know you guys will love it. So tune in, and thanks for stopping by just to hear my random rant on taking action. It was just something that I kind of thought about as we were talking just amongst ourselves and reliving some of our decisions, and just very happy with the actions that we have taken. And I have to constantly remind myself of the same thing and how far I've come. So hopefully you guys are encouraged, and I will see you next time. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.